Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kiernan. Summer is a great time for picnics and family gatherings. Anytime families eat together, out come the family stories to be feasted upon. A lot of these stories may be very small, but they are nonetheless important and interesting. Here's a family story that starts with a phone book. The teller, Nancy Donoval, hails from Chicago. She is very involved with socially conscious storytelling, but she is also the 2010 National Story Slam winner. Here is one of her family stories.
When I was growing up, we had a lot of different family rituals. One of them was whenever the new phone books came. When the new phone books came, we would open them up and we would look ourselves up. We would turn to the page that had the Donovans on it. Column after column after column of Donovans. And we would follow the first column all the way to where the Donovans began. And right above them would be us, Donoval. There would be very few. When we looked ourselves up, we would see my grandfather, who lived on Foster. We would see ourselves, who lived on Oakley. And we would see the mysterious Donoval family, the ones we did not know, the ones who lived on the far south side of Chicago, while we lived on the far north side of Chicago. That was it. There were only three Donovals in the phone book, and two of them were our family. We never called the other Donovals. I don't know why. We just liked seeing their name. And every now and then, we actually got some of their mail, and we would have to send it back and know that it was going far south to them. And then one year, we opened up the book, and they were gone. And it was just us. And we felt bereft. It's odd having a name like Donoval because people think of it as being very common and they think of it as being Irish. I get introduced as Donovan, Donegal, O'Donoval. It's pretty rare for people to actually get the name right. And in fact, Donoval is Czechoslovakian. It's Slovak. I think it's supposed to be pronounced Dunaval. My grandfather, my dad's dad, came from Banska Bystrica in what is now Slovakia when he was 18 years old, and he settled in Chicago. And that's how my dad came to be born there and how we came to be born there too. But I was raised aggressively non-ethnic. We would beg and plead to hear stories of my grandfather growing up as a kid. We wanted him to teach us some of the language. We wanted to know what did it mean to be Czechoslovakian. And he would say, "You are American. We are American now. You don't need to know this. You speak English." And the only words that I ever learned were Veselé Vianoce, which means Merry Christmas, and Halushki, which means dumpling. Because chicken and dumplings was my brother's favorite food that my grandmother made. So I can say Veselé Vianoce Halushki, which is Merry Christmas dumpling. And that's it. And even though we wanted to know about our heritage from him, really, we were fine not knowing until I became a storyteller. When I became a storyteller, oh, I was so frustrated because I would see all these people telling stories from their roots. They would be telling stories from their African-American heritage. They would be telling stories from their Jewish heritage. They would be telling stories from their horse-trading rural farmer heritage. And I was telling stories that I got from books at Barnes and Noble. And I tried so hard to figure out what is my heritage. I started reading all these stories from Czechoslovakia. I would go to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago when they had their huge Christmas tree display, and I would buy Christmas ornaments that were made in Czechoslovakia, whether I liked them or not, just so I could feel connected to my country. And then, years after that mysterious Donoval family disappeared from the phone book, my mother met them. My mom went to a wedding, not the wedding of a relative, the wedding of a friend of a friend of a friend. And she got introduced to someone, and they said, oh, Donival, that's not a very common name. You know, one of the groomsmen's last name is Donival. And she said, oh, you must have it wrong. He must be Donovan or Donegal. And they said, no, no, Emil Donival. Here, I'll introduce you to his mother. And my mom met the Norwegian mother of Emil Donival. My mom is, in fact, Irish. They had both married Czechoslovakians. And they were both so fascinated to meet the other family. We'd always thought that family had moved, but no, they had just gone unlisted. And they used to get our mail, too. They used to look us up in the phone book, too. So my mom and this other Mrs. Donival skipped the entire wedding, and they just sat in the back of the church talking family tree of both of their dead husbands and trying to find out the connections. And, you know, all the names in both families were the same. There were Johns, and there were Emils, and there were Annas. And the nickname for Anna is Nancy. And I found out that instead of having such a unique name, there was another Nancy Donival living on the South Side. Or I should say, there had been another Nancy Donival living on the South Side, because my mother eventually ended up getting her obituary. And there's nothing as disconcerting as reading your own obituary in the paper of the city you live in with an age that is very close to your own. This family was part of our family. And as they started comparing the dates, a theory started to form. You see, the reason why my grandfather had actually come to Chicago was because his father had left Czechoslovakia many times when my grandfather was growing up. My great-grandfather had come to the United States, had come to Chicago, and he had worked here. And he had worked and sent money home. And when he had enough money saved up, he would actually go back to Banska Bystrica himself and stay there for a while. And then when they needed more money, he would come back to the United States. He would work. He would send money home. And my mom and this other woman started to realize that my great-grandfather must have had two families going. He must have had one in Banska Bystrica and one in Chicago. And whenever he had children, he gave them the same names. So that no matter where he was, he could always call out Emil or call out Anna, and some kid would come running and he'd never be found out. We don't have any way of finding out whether or not this is actually true. All the people we could trace those records through are dead. But it doesn't matter. I know it's true. Because finally, I have a piece of my heritage. My mom came back and told me, and she said, you can't tell anyone this. This is a terrible family secret. I said, Mom, come on, do you remember what I do for a living? Granted, if it was my husband who had two families, I'd feel differently about it. But this is my great-grandfather who's been dead for, almost 100 years, and this is a great story. And now, when I listen to other people who have their family stories, I think, I have one too. I have a rogue bigamist in my family. And finally, I have a little piece of the heritage of my family name.
That was Nancy Donival.
The Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild holds its storytelling circle at Godfrey Daniels at 7 East 4th Street, in Bethlehem on the second Wednesdays of the month at 7:30 p.m., except the month of August. Come and listen to stories or try out a story yourself. We are a friendly audience, and the event is free.
That's all for now. Have fun and keep a story in your heart.